Outside Raleigh, North Carolina, one man made his Super Tuesday polling place a stage. NPR's senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith was there.
It's 10 in the morning, and voters are trickling into a polling place in a strip mall in the suburb of Clayton. A pretty standard Super Tuesday scene, until Monty Bynum pulls up wearing a sequined bomber jacket and dark glasses. He plants a black and gold yard sign amongst the red, white, and blue candidate placards. It says, King of NC. It's the name of the song Bynum is hoping will give him his big break, and he's blasting it from a speaker next to his car.
So you can drive around and you can see, for instance, that Jeff Sullivan is running for school board, and you can see it all around the entire town. And so if he does that single-handedly with his yard signs for politics, I felt, why could I not do that single-handedly with my yard signs for my album?
Bynum is a 23-year-old R&B artist who's been performing since he was a kid. His cousin, Petey Pablo, made a name for himself as a rapper in the early 2000s, and he appears on Bynum's album.
Hi, if you guys like this music, I'm Petey Pablo's cousin,
and you can listen
to it on the radio.
There are dedicated volunteers here handing out campaign flyers. And then there's Bynum, passing out cards with a QR code to hear his album.
If you guys like Bruno Mars, if you like Usher, Chris Brown, Michael Jackson.
Some people stop, others cut a wide berth. At one point, Bynum takes a break to go cast his own ballot. Kelly Bradshaw is here to support a friend who's running for school board.
He started playing his music and it had a good vibe, so we've all kind of been out here jamming, like while we're handing out cards. Live life to the fullest.
Look where life took us. A bit of joy in a strip mall parking lot on primary day. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Clayton, North Carolina.